What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode. It's been a little while, but we are back with The Door Takes Manhattan. And today, I didn't come alone. What's up, Gears?
Hey, how's it going? We're going to be reviewing Invasion of Astro Monster today. I'm just going to start things off by saying, fuck this movie, it is shit. I'm totally kidding. I actually really like this one.
You know, I was going to come on here, and I expected to argue with you about this movie. Because since we started the Godzilla series, and I know you can't touch the original, but since starting the Godzilla series, this movie has been my favorite. Because it focuses on the space part, and that's what I love about it.
See, this movie set up so many tropes in the Godzilla franchise. Both good and bad.
Yeah.
Good, obviously. They introduced more alien stuff and exploded through the world through of. I totally lost a train of thought. I just went off on shit I didn't know what I was talking about, but they explored the extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
And which is nice to see. I mean, the alien. It's whatever, and then they have the quote-unquote romance. Was but apart from that, I think this is in my top three, like, human side plots or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's like one of the only, like, films that I can go, or one of the only Godzilla films that I don't mind when we don't have the monsters on the screen, because the humans are actually interesting.
Yeah. That's what I think the space exploration part of this adds to the movie. You know, because it makes the human side of things actually enjoyable. But you know, the monster action is pretty good in this one, too, because I love Rodan, I love Godzilla, I love Ghidorah, so you really can't go wrong with those three.
You know, you're right. So, like I was saying, with the fact of having, you know, a lot of tropes that this movie starts, I think this is, like, the first one where it really, really hits you with that campiness. That becomes even more so down the road.
It really starts here. We're gonna see next week. It really starts.
And this is the first one to use footage and older movies.
Oh, is it really?
In this one to kind of like intertwine.
Yeah.
Which huge problem down the line.
Yeah, it becomes a problem. especially when we get to, you know, before Mechagodzilla gets introduced, a couple movies before that, it really becomes a problem. Because, yeah. You know, it's mostly stock footage. If it involves Ghidorah, and we'll see in the one with Gabara and the Bully movie, which is Godzilla's Revenge, that all the monsters in it is mainly stock footage, except the new one, so. But yeah, I mean, you got a point. It takes this movie, and, you know, and starting here, we start going down the line, and, you know, for you, it may be, uh-oh, we're starting to get into the campiness and stuff, but for me, you know how I am. Anybody who's listening to this for the past couple episodes knows me. I'm loving this. I can't wait. I can't wait for next week with the sea monster.
I also have another thing. Because you know how I think everybody who's listened to the show knows how often we like to argue.
Don't you bring it up. Don't you bring it up. I was going to be civil this episode, and you're going to get my blood a-boiling right now.
You know how we like to argue about on which one is better, Godzilla versus Biollante? So, I went to a Facebook group called Toho. A fantastic group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to join in. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go make a post or a poll, per se, of which one they like, which one people like better, Godzilla versus Biollante or Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. Mm-hmm. So I took that and I put it on there. And with 139 votes, we have Godzilla versus Biollante. With 41 votes, we have Godzilla versus Ghidorah. But that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really stupid, and I forgot to make it a closed poll. Uh-huh. So with 100 votes, we have Pee Pee versus Poo Poo.
Oh my goodness.
So, in first place, Godzilla versus Biollante. In second place, Pee Poo versus Poo Poo. And then in last place, we have Godzilla versus the Smog Monster.
Okay. So, repeat this name of this Facebook group.
Toho Kaiju Posting.
Toho Kaiju Posting. Well, first off, I would like to address the mods or whatever you want to call it on Facebook that are over this, the creators of this Facebook group, Toho Kaiju Posting. You need to get a hold of your group because you've let a bunch of scrawny little idiots in your group that do not know anything about Godzilla movies, what they represent, what they're about, what's right and wrong, what's good and bad. You need to throw it out. You need to delete the whole Facebook group. Delete it. Because it has been washed with nothing but hypocrisy and just downright madness. And Gears, I hope you're the first one that gets kicked out. Because you're the leader of them all, I'm sure. And they're saying, well, Biollante, oh my goodness, what a great monster, what a great movie. Oh, And then, there's people like me, I'm sure a few of them, that voted for Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster, who actually have common sense. Maybe I'll go start my own Facebook group. Maybe I'll start my own, so that we can get people in there that actually understand what a Godzilla movie is. But anybody who voted on that poll in that Facebook group, if you're listening and you voted for Godzilla versus Biollante, you should not even be allowed to watch another Godzilla film. You should not be allowed to even be on Facebook because you probably don't have enough brain cells to use Facebook. And it's not that hard. So please, we need to get it together and contact this Facebook group, the admins, the moderators, and shut this thing down immediately.
I love it when you go on these rants.
Well, you knew it was coming.
So, I think you'll like to know that the on that poll are, like, these people have already put their vote in,
mm-hmm.
but the comments only lean more towards Ghidorah.
Well, see, the people that knows Ghidorah and knows Godzilla films, they actually know how to comment. They actually know how to type. They actually know how to communicate. But the other people just know how to press buttons.
And then the other people are just mad at me because I would delete their poll. That they would write in. That's the majority of it. They're just like, why are you deleting my poll question? I was like, because it's not a part of it. Like, I only left Pee Pee versus Poo Poo because that's funny enough, and the fact that it's beating Godzilla versus the Smog Monster.
Yeah, you just left that to get on my nerves. I know exactly.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, okay.
Pee Pee versus Poo Poo is better than Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. It's confirmed.
Oh, yeah, it's confirmed by a bunch of Neanderthals, is who it's confirmed by.
Well, you know what? So be it.
All right. So be it. What do you mean, so be it? No, we are contacting this Facebook group. After we get done recording today, I'm contacting them.
You want me to send you the link?
Yeah, send me the link. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell them exactly what I think. And I'm not going to hold back. Because, you know, when you get people over here saying, oh my goodness, Godzilla vs. Biollante is so much better than this other great movie in Hedorah. It's not right, and I think Facebook should step in and shut it down. Because it is a travesty. You know, it may be, you know, that I'm sitting here promoting canceling this Toho group, but hey, I think it's a good step in the right direction to cancel it.
So are you saying hashtag cancel Toho Kaiju posting?
Yes. We're starting the hashtag. On Facebook, on Twitter, wherever we need to. And if the admins or moderators want to talk to me, they can find me on Twitter at CEODROD.
I think we just got the name of this episode, though.
What do you mean? What are you gonna call it?
I don't know. I was just saying we just call this episode "Cancel Toho Kaiju Post." I don't know. I'm gonna be a little harsh here. A lot of the people in there are idiots.
Oh, so I am right.
Okay, there are 25,000 people in that group.
Okay. Well, I'm about to bring down...
Only about 300 people voted.
Well, I'm about to bring down 25,000 people.
But, I think I've sent you this. They were arguing on whether or not Godzilla was a reptile or an amphibian.
Was that DM?
Yeah, it's the same group.
Well, that just makes it even better. The invasion of D-Rod on Toho Kaiju postings is going to begin very soon.
I'm all for it.
Well, you know, it just comes down to that, Gears. I mean, I would be civil, but... You know, when pee-pee versus whatever you said, poo-poo...
Pee-pee versus poo-poo.
...is over. I mean, if it would have went below it, I might have been civil. But going over it? What kind of group is this? It's not going to stand.
It was all for the memes, really.
Well, you can get as many memes as you want to, because they're fixing to be coming your way. Because D-Rod is fixing to invade. And it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be like Godzilla and Rodan. Hey. Teaming up. And there's going to be no survivors.
Actually, I changed my mind on the title.
What?
Toho Kaiju posting. PP versus Poo Poo. Better than Godzilla versus Smog Monster? ?
Oh, goodness. You know what I think we should put the title as? I think it should be Biollante sucks.
If you want to make that the title when we review Biollante, go for it. I don't care. Because everybody knows my opinion, and everybody's correct. All 141 who told us that Godzilla vs. Biollante is a superior film is correct.
In what universe?
And
are we on Planet X?
Yeah. But speaking, you know what? Speaking of Planet X, we should probably get back into the movie.
Well, we did say that it was in space, some of the movie, so we at least got that far.
Yeah, it's a Godzilla movie in space. Watch the rest, you figure out what happens. Don't listen to us. Watch the movie.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Please listen to us. We're desperate. Please. Please love us.
Well, I don't know, with you, with me as your co-host, Gears, you ain't gonna get much hearts sent you away. Especially, you know,
they're all sympathy comments.
Sympathy.
Sorry, you have to deal with this.
You may get a few of those. But no, Invasion of Astro Monster, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the kaiju action. I enjoyed the Godzilla victory dance.
Yes. That is the one takeaway from this movie that everybody knows. It's just the... Why did I mime it? Like, I mimed it like they could see me.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. And this is the part where it comes to, I loved it, and we're going to see more stuff like that that gets the memes rolling that Godzilla does. You know, we'll see flying and drop kicks and all this. But it starts out with the Godzilla dance, and it evolves from there. And this movie, like you said earlier, starts the campiness, starts the memes up. And I love it. But next week, I feel like me and you are going to have a brawl when we review Godzilla versus the Sea Monster.
Which is funny that you mention Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. Because in my most recent check, when I went to go read it off, somebody put that one as better than both Ghidorah and Biollante.
Oh, really?
It has one vote. It's only one person who thinks that.
Oh, goodness.
So.
Well, you know, you can...
Enjoy what you enjoy, fam.
Yeah, enjoy.
You're wrong, but enjoy.
Well, no, wait a minute. I would put it over Biollante, but he's wrong in the part that it's over Ghidorah. But I would probably, maybe, I don't know, we'll see after putting it in next week, but it has to be in my top 10, I think.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
I honestly never would have guessed. Most people have Ebra really low.
Yeah.
It's usually really low on people's lists.
Like, the well, I
can't remember it.
Usually in most people's list, this movie that we're talking about, Invasion Astro Monster, in my opinion, from what I've seen, is mid-card.
Yeah. I think that goes for most Showa movies. And I think you agree that most people put, you know, those
most ones people put this era, like this starting time from Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, which we talked about last week. But that one gets a little bit more love than others. But starting with Invasion Astro Monster, all the way till, you know, Godzilla's Revenge, these do not get much support unless, like me, you're a Showa fan. I do agree.
Yeah, it's...
And it's sad.
In the middle... Or the lower middle.
And it's sad. Because this movie that we just watched, Invasion of Astro Monster, so far, out of all the Godzilla films we've watched, I was high on Mothra. And now this one, I'm high on it also. And I think it would be near the top of my list so far. Not all time. We'll get to that in a later episode once we finish them all, which will be a while. But right now, it's pretty high on my list so far.
You said you're high on this one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm high, but it's not on any movie.
No. Well, good for you.
I'm totally joking.
Are you?
Yeah, I've actually been a queen for a year and a half now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Appreciate you.
That, you know, well, maybe if you can do that, then you can take a, 20-year break from watching Godzilla vs. Biollante.
I honestly haven't watched Godzilla vs. Biollante since the last time I just binge-watched all the Godzilla movies, which was...
I hope we get to Godzilla vs. Biollante, and you watch it, and you hate it, because that would... be the greatest thing in podcasting history, that you defended this stupid movie for so long, and then we finally get there, and you're like, this wasn't so good. It's gonna be great. I know it's gonna happen.
Have you learned nothing about me, D-Rod?
It's gonna happen.
You know what? As hell, and even if I didn't, and if
which you're gonna tell me the truth,
it's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not gonna happen.
It's going to happen.
I've seen this movie enough times to where I know for a fact where my mind is set on it. But even if, right, and by some form of whatever, I didn't enjoy it on my 15th watch.
Mm-hmm.
I would never admit that to you.
Yes, you would.
You know I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. You'd tell me after we quit recording, and the next week I would tell it to everybody.
See, you say that like you would actually stop recording.
I would.
You'd stop recording, say that you stopped recording, and then start recording again for something completely different just in case I did say it so you had proof.
Yeah.
You would. But that's the thing. It won't happen. I've seen...
We'll see.
We'll
see.
I still think you'll be surprised when we get to Hedorah and I don't spend the whole time bashing it.
Well, I can't say the same. Oh, goodness.
See, I think you'll enjoy Biollante. But same like what I was saying, you won't admit it.
What do you mean? I'm the most honest person ever.
Okay, first off, that's a fucking lie. Second, you really wouldn't. You'd be like, fuck, I enjoy this, but I'm not going to say I enjoy it because I've been bashing it this whole time. I don't want to be like an idiot.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, you know, I got to tell the truth. And the truth is, Biollante, bad. Sorry.
I think you're the only Godzilla fan who thinks that.
No. No way.
Let me look at something real quick.
We are going to start... I'm going to start my own cult. The Godzilla Biollante Haters Group.
So, okay. I was looking up on Google. I was going to search Godzilla versus Biollante is bad to see what would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I typed in is, question they had, is it real?
Yes. Is it real?
Yeah. Godzilla vs. Biollante is a real story that really happened. Godzilla terrorized Japan against a plant monster. 100% a real story. Found footage film, too. All of that footage in it is real.
Are they serious?
I don't know. I looked it up. I just looked up Godzilla vs. Biollante is bad. See if I can find like any Reddit threads or anything like that. Or any articles just talk about it being bad. First thing I get, what makes vs. Biollante your favorite Godzilla movie?
Oh, good lord.
I'm not finding anything.
Oh, there's something on there. You're just... I'll look it up. Hold on.
The only thing I could find is bad English performances. Is the only thing that comes up when searching you.
Godzilla versus Biollante. Bad movie.
This is the closest one I could find.
Here it is. Everything wrong with Godzilla vs. Biollante. There you go.
Is it the... Is that the fucking YouTube videos or whatever?
Yeah.
They made... Okay, well, they do that with like every movie, I believe, so... I don't know if we can really get that.
I'm going with it.
So this is probably the closest article that I could find. Where it says, why is Biollante considered somewhat good?
Somewhat good. Okay.
So. Oh, never mind.
What, are they praising it? It's not the same thing.
Go on there and they're talking about, like, good alignment, not, like, a good movie.
Oh. Oh, if you're going to talk about a movie, talk about the movie. Come on now, people.
Oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
So, I found one that you're not going to like.
Let me guess. You typed in...
No. No, I haven't looked anything about Hedorah yet.
Okay.
Japanese fans pick Godzilla vs. Biollante as the best Godzilla film.
And when was this?
6 years ago.
Okay, does that happen every year? Or?
Not that I know of. So, no, looking that, up, that is, so now I'm looking up the...
That makes no. That's probably a rigged award or something like that. You know, like the Grammys and all that is rigged.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the Grammys for a second because it was rigged. Because Poppy deserved Best Metal Performance.
Oh, good lord! I didn't mean to get you off on that.
They deserve that, and they should have won. I love Body Count, so I'm not gonna be as mad as I should be because Body Count is good. I like them. Ice-T, I'm proud of you. Good job on winning. But fuck, Poppy deserved it. And Poppy's new song, Eat, that they performed at the Grammys is the best of all time. Okay, ran over.
I should have never mentioned the Grammys.
But the comments on Godzilla vs. Biollante being the best Godzilla film in Japan. I don't know if it's the best Godzilla movie. I think Biollante is certainly my favorite Godzilla villain yet. And somebody who goes and responds after that is really funny. Biollante isn't even a villain. Crying face. She's just trying to live. Oh. Another comment. I duly register my obligatory disagreement. All right, calm down there. We know you use big words. It doesn't make you sound any more intelligent.
This sounds like the Toho Kaiju postings.
I just think it's so funny that they're like, I'm going to make myself sound really, really intelligent. And then you just make yourself sound like an idiot every time.
Yep. But, you know, that's most people that...
Okay, so here's a really long comment about it.
Oh, goodness.
And why they love this. And I think this might change your opinion on your next viewing with this in mind. The number one reason I like this movie is that of all the sequels, this one gets the scenario of what it would look like after Godzilla. Godzilla is not a bad guy in this movie. He is the manifestation of humanity's attempt to control nature. Corporate iron has gone awry. People in this film are not worried about Godzilla. They are worried about the super weapon developed that can make nuclear redundant slipping into the wrong hands. This is a solid choice. The only movies pointed with them choosing is the original Gojira,
mm-hmm.
King Kong versus Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
Godzilla versus Smog Monster,
Mothra
versus Godzilla.
Smog Monster, Lee's got a mention.
But yeah, and I think that is another reason why I love the movie so much.
Well,
100%, that whole, yeah, what does this world look like after Godzilla?
Mm-hmm.
Almost in the other one, humanity goes back to normal and starts over just a new humanity side plot. Oh, like, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with what we're dealing with the coronavirus right now, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're still not the same, and it's been over a year.
Yeah.
It's something that I wish the other Godzilla movies would focus on as well.
Mm.
But yeah, back to Invasion of Astro Monster as we keep getting off topic.
What is Invasion of Astro Monster?
I really like this movie.
I do too.
Ghidorah and Rodan in space. We get the introductory to a bigger universe, and this comes back as another trope, like I was mentioning earlier, of aliens and mind control that really go and, you know, that
we here's the thing. This movie does the alien storyline so good that later films doesn't hold up to this one with the alien storyline.
From this movie, I think the alien storyline is more interesting than the monster storyline for once. I know it's kind of intertwined when they go and pretty much. So, I'm going to sum up this movie real quick.
All right.
In a satirical kind of way. We got the aliens like, hey, can we borrow Godzilla and Rodan to fight Ghidorah? The humans? Yeah, sure. Bet, thank you. And guess what? The monsters are now under our control. Get fucked, humans. They're back on Earth, but they're evil again.
Yeah, that would pretty much sum it up. And then, of course, you know, we find at the end, Godzilla and Rodan turn back good. And Ghidorah flies off back into space with no sign of Rodan and Godzilla, which actually plays into the next movie sort of nice, where we find Godzilla in the next movie, which is going to be good because I know you're going to crap all over it, but we will
I don't know. I'm gonna put it right now. I don't know because I don't remember Ebra. I've seen Ebra. I've seen it literally about maybe, probably seen it about 6 or 7 times, right? Don't remember a fucking thing.
You will probably crap all over it, because I'll give you this tidbit and we'll talk about it a little bit next week. But I'm going to go ahead and give you a warning.
Let me just review just a little bit.
But this movie was made for King Kong, not Godzilla.
See, now that's already got my blood boiling a little bit.
Yep. So, once you know, keep that in mind when you're watching it.
When it comes to King Kong, I like the original. I somewhat like the Peter Jackson one.
Somewhat?
It's...
Oh, we're going to review that movie sometime, and you just hold your opinion till the end, because I will shut you down on that.
We'll go over it.
Somewhat. Okay.
We'll go over it briefly.
Okay, somewhat.
Because...
Go somewhat over it.
Like, no, because I enjoy the film. Don't get me wrong. There's just a lot of pointless parts that are really boring that have nothing to do with King Kong. That's what I don't like. It's like a 3-hour movie and there's so much just pointless shit that we don't need. Like, I think it's like the whole like first hour can just be cut off and you can still enjoy a good King Kong movie. And you don't need it.
We are going to review that film in a podcast. And I'm going to, you just hold that opinion and you just say that again when we do that, because I'm going to light into you like a firecracker.
So I haven't seen the Peter Jackson one since I was like 15.
We've got to rewatch it and do a podcast on it, because in my opinion, that movie is my favorite movie of all time. And the best King Kong movie, and the best monster movie. So,
okay, so what we're going to do, though, because I figured this out, what we're going to review after we finish Godzilla. Next year.
What you got in mind?
I think our podcast is going to be less horror and more nerd focused.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how our opinions are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's going to be entertaining. So
don't you say Star Wars.
I'm saying Star Wars.
No, we are not doing Star Wars.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because I know for a fact that you are going to be obliterated by every Star Wars fan in existence. And so will I. We are going to be the most hated people in the Star Wars fandom, and it's going to be perfect.
Oh, goodness. You want us to go down on a fiery blaze of glory, don't you, Gears?
I do. We are going to be despised, and I can't.
I'll be more despised than you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Because, D-Rod, and I'm going to get into a little spoiler talk. D-Rod hates the original trilogy. I love the sequel trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those things are the worst things to a quote-unquote Star Wars fan.
Yes, it is.
I don't know who's going to get it worse, D-Rod or me, but we are both going to be destroyed. I posted my opinion of just saying, and this is a Star Wars shit posting group that I'm in on Facebook that's, like, I think almost at, like, 300,000 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a comment on one by saying that when all I said on all I no, all I did was defend the sequel trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even the sequel trilogy as a whole, it was just defending Rey as a character.
Yeah.
And I had over like 600 comments telling me to kill myself and calling me a piece of shit.
Well, I'm telling you, Star Wars fans, they take it serious.
It is so fucking stupid. And I'm going to say this, but D-Rod, we're not going to get into it tonight. But the most ridiculous thing is when Star Wars fans will bitch about how much they hate the sequel trilogy and then talk about how much they love the prequels. Mm-hmm. And the things that they bitch about on the sequels are far worse in those movies. Like, mm-hmm. The acting's so bad in the sequels. And I'm like, but you're defending the acting in the prequels? Come on, man.
Oh, goodness. Don't even start.
You just mentioned prequels. We're not getting into it.
You just mentioned prequels, and I'm getting fired up. Just the name prequel gets me fired up. Because I'll defend them till I die.
You can defend them all you want. The thing that I'm saying is, if you call yourself a Star Wars fan, and you hate the sequels but love the prequels, you are lying to yourself.
I don't hate the sequels.
You're fine. I'm not saying that on you. Your reason for not being a Star Wars original trilogy, that's a given. But
whoa, gimmick.
Is it a given, not a gimmick?
Oh, I was supposed to say that. I really don't like the first two.
And to me, that's just annoying because you know the reasons that they hate the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've seen it posted everywhere. I've been told it. I've been screamed at until, you know.
Yeah, it's not because the sequel trilogies are bad. It's not because anything Star Wars related that they don't like. It's always the same shit. It's just because they're like, oh, Star Wars is so woke now. I don't like it. And then they force themselves to hate the movies because of it. They never give a clear reason why. And all of it are worse in other films.
Mm-hmm.
Plot holes. And I'm like, there's plot holes in every fucking Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Rey is overpowered. Rey's overpowered. She has all her powers before that. I'm like, so did Luke. So did Anakin. So did Obi-Wan. What are you trying to prove here? They never explain or show how Palpatine came back. They want to hate these movies because they want to go and be like, hey, I'm so anti the entire A New Hope is entirely about.
Yeah. It is dumb that, you know, but ain't nothing we could do about it. That's the way they're set in. That's the way they're going to be. And there's nothing to change them. And me and you are going to get crucified. But
I know. The one thing we can both agree on is that every Star Wars fan deserves to be slapped.
Yeah. They've ruined it.
Star Wars fans have ruined Star Wars more than the Star Wars movies have.
Exactly. And
Another complaint that I like to that I see a lot is
whoa, this movie isn't the expanded universe.
It was never trying to be. But like, let it be its own thing. You still have no longer considered canon, but still.
Yeah.
It's, he will come up with a logical reason on why it's bad.
Yeah, they will.
They're not. And I know the prequels will always be your favorite.
Always.
But you can't deny they're the best of the, that the sequels are the best looking Star Wars movies.
Well, of course, you know, but of course they are that, yeah. But I do think Revenge of the Sith still holds up today fairly well.
Like, fucking Palpatine's throne room, you can't tell me that whole... And a lot of the green screen work in the prequels is really bad.
Well, and we could sit here and criticize green screens all day, but if the prequels was made today, you know.
If the prequels were made today, and if you had, even if you had anyone who directed the sequels, I still think they would probably be a little better.
Probably.
For the one, would I think we can all agree George Lucas is fantastic at world building.
Yeah.
He's not the best at directing his cast.
No.
But,
hey, so. Gears, we've drifted too far from the shore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just...
But we will, yeah, I'll do that crap with you. We may get crucified, yeah. Okay, it'll all be worth it. But yeah, let's give our final thoughts on Invasion Astro Monster. Let's give it a letter grade. And so, final thoughts and letter grade on Invasion of Astro Monster, Gears.
Final thoughts, give this movie a watch. Like, this is a fun night off. You know, you don't have to work. You're not doing anything. This is a... Maybe have some popcorn or any, or your preferred movie snack, or hell, even like lunch or dinner, maybe breakfast. Eat while watching this movie. Just have a grand old time. This movie is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Now, you can be half focused on your food or whatever, have it on. You can still be going along. And, you know, you're not going to be distracted. And actually, Dira, give your final thoughts.
Okay. Final thoughts. I love the space exploration theme of this movie. I'm a big sucker for that kind of movie. I love space and those early, you know, movies. But I love this film. I love the introduction of the, you know, the outer space and the alien storylines, which is not the end of that. And this movie does it best, and I think it's the best type of this movie for space and Godzilla mixing. We'll see it later on sometimes, but right now, in my opinion, this one is the best. And I would give this movie, oh goodness, I'm going to give it an A minus, Gears. And that
I was
is
thinking, well,
what'd you
I'm
say?
Not gonna lie, I was thinking A minus as well.
Okay, well, there we go.
But I think I'm gonna just, go to a B plus.
B plus.
I think I'll save my A's for other movies that
Well, you know, I love Showa, so.
Ranking movies is hard. Considering what I give other ones and forget ones, but I think an A minus is the same that I gave Gojira.
Mm.
And looking at, I don't think they're in the same category.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I love Showa films. And just wait till you hear that big old A+ for Godzilla versus Ghidorah, because it's going to be great. And can't wait to hear the F- for Biollante. It's going to be glorious. And
I just want to say, I forgot what I was going to say. I want to say something. I don't remember what I was going to say. I had something like thought in my head, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember it now. This is a lot of times we like to pride ourselves on being unscripted and just kind of going off. And I'm like, and there's so many times that I benefit from a script because I'm the most thing ever.
Yeah, well, hey.
You can tell that Dad and I both have ADHD.
Yeah.
Because we just keep going. And it's on other shit that have nothing to do with it.
We both have ADHD. You got that right. great movie. Great review here. Hey, everybody listening, you can subscribe if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. It's available everywhere. Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Buzzsprout, wherever. Subscribe, add us to your list. And if you're listening on YouTube or wherever, I mean, there you can find us anywhere. Subscribe and do all that great stuff. And you can listen every week to me and Gears rant and rave about how, Ghidorah versus Biollante is the greatest rivalry of all time. And it's going to go down one of these days because we're coming up on it. We're getting to Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. But next week, we'll be reviewing Godzilla versus the Sea Monster, also known as Ibra Horror of the Deep. Gears, thanks for being on here, buddy. And great time once again.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and we will see you all next week.